Otto Porter, he's one of those guys that has a contract that is way too much.
Oh, yeah.
He would fit in here.
Bloated contracts. Well, yes. Actually, he wouldn't because they couldn't afford them.
I know, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying.
It is funny, though. Like, the NBA, 2018, 19, now we're in 2019. All of these teams, even if they're bad, they have some young, exciting guys that can create their own shot. They can hit their own shots or, like, open looks if they get them. And the Pistons have almost none of them.
Yes.
Like, Reggie Bullock and Luke Kennard, and that's about it. And that's, even now, is kind of a stretch because they're very inconsistent in doing it.
Right. Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Okay, because I understand the whole, you know, it's better to lose deal. And I embrace it's better to lose. But I still can't, and it's happened more with the Lions and the Pistons and the Wings, when the actual game plays, I can't sit there like the other night if I was watching the game when Buddy Hield made the shot to win the game. I don't think I would have sitting there saying, yeah, we lost. I would have laughed.
I did.
But I wouldn't have, for some reason, and 248-539-9797, does that make me an idiot? Or does that make me just, that's the fabric of who I am, that I was raised that you watch sports, you hope your team wins, so you root for them to win. And even though, you know, it's like, one side of my brain knows it's no good to win. I can't sit there in a close game and hope that Matt Prater misses a field goal. I can't do that. I don't, if he makes it, I don't go, yeah, we won. But I just, it's part of my fabric. I don't think I can ever get rid of.
It's all about what is best for the organization.
But I know what's best.
But I can't
root for the, in the moment.
That's my sole focus. And I even feel that way with the Wings right now. As entertaining as they've been, as hard as these young guys are working and playing, I still, you know, give me something to watch for 2.5 periods and then, okay, you know, allow a goal there at the end and lose and don't get points. They've been getting way too many overtime points. It's amazing that they've been able to do that. But it's easy for me because you know what is best.
Right.
It's not for the Pistons. It's not somehow getting the 8th seed in the
playoffs.
That's a waste of time. No. You're going to get swept by the Bucks, swept by the Raptors, whomever it may
be. Or even
be.
If you won a game, big deal.
Good for you. Right. It doesn't matter.
I totally agree. So I want to know, 248-539-9797. Do you have a hard time with the best for lose mentality when you're actually watching the game? Even though you know that if you weren't watching the game and you found out that they lost, you'd sit there and say, cool. But when the actual game is being played, it's like, why are you even watching then? If you're hoping your team is going
to
lose.
Well, we have to watch. I mean, we're different, I guess. I'm talking to the, not us. Sorry.
But if you're watching, why even bother to watch if you can't, like, hope your team wins? Or at least want your team to win. Why are you even watching the event? I mean, I couldn't watch the Wings play the Vegas Golden Knights, which we're giving away tickets to later, and sitting there, even though I know it's good for the Wings to lose, when the game is taking place, you know, stand up and cheer when, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury robs Dylan Larkin on a penalty shot. I can't do that. Even though I know it's, you know, if he would have scored that goal, our draft position might be affected.
Well, I'll say this. You're a better man than me. Better human being, clearly.
No, there's nothing to do with that.
No, I do think that's part of it. I'm very cold. I don't have very much emotion right now because there's nothing to be invested
it's been sapped
in at this
it's
point.
Been
yeah,
sapped
like,
out of
we're dead right now. We have nothing here, you know, in Detroit. So I think it's very easy. I also think you get frustrated, like that last game in Green Bay when the Packers were clearly trying to lose the game, and the Lions are out there fake field goal, Prater, you know, at the pass to the corner of the end zone. It's like, it's so typical and it's so classic Lions, when in reality, maybe you could have gotten a few spots higher. Maybe the Pistons can get a few spots higher, and if they do, they'll have a shot to potentially stumble into a top three pick, you know, in the NBA draft. Those are things that bring value. Like, if you're a Pistons fan, the only way you can be better heading into next year is by adding a nice top 10 pick. That's it.
Right. Or you get lucky. Or you get lucky, because Giannis was a pick late in the draft.
Absolutely.
Or you get
15th,
lucky.
Yes.
Right. That's it.
But that's also incumbent upon the scouting department being far superior. And
right.
I think there's a lot of smart people in the Pistons front office. I think they're strapped because they can't do anything financially. They didn't have a first-round pick this past year. So we don't know what they're capable of. But between Malik Rose and Ed Stefanski, I think there's some intelligent basketball minds, right? So I want to give them the best possible chance
to bring a talent
here.
They've been hamstrung by what was here.
100%. So how do you go about improving it? Get a high pick.
Yeah. That's,
try to secure a talent.
That is the only way. And I know if they actually make a trade to get better this year at the deadline.
They deserve their fate. They deserve to be dead for another decade. If they trade away their first round pick and they think making the playoffs or even trying to make the playoffs is important.
That's why smart people, as much as I love Blake Griffin, love watching him play, it was the stupidest trade they could have made. One of the stupidest trades. Zach, you're 97 on the ticket.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. I was just calling regarding to why you would ever root against your own team.
Okay.
And what happened for me was I'm only 25, so I've always been a fan of Cincinnati Bengals. I live over in Canada in Windsor. And
so let me ask you this, Zach. Why did you become a Bengals fan?
Well, see, I only had regular TV ever, so I had three choices. I had the Browns, the Lions, and the Bengals. And
sounds about right.
Yeah, so I didn't have much choice, right? So,
yeah.
That's who I ended up rooting for. I mean, they had Rudy Johnson, Chad Ochocinco, Houshmandzadeh, all those guys at the time. So they were exciting, right?
Yeah.
Corey Dillon for a time, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So for years of rooting for them and, you know, hoping the best and everything, and just seeing, you know, elite defense being wasted, you know, at one time they were the second overall behind Seattle. And I just felt like we were never going to improve unless we got rid of Lewis. I mean... it was a little bit of the Caldwell factor. It was just after a certain point, you knew he wasn't going to do it for your team.
And that's the thing. The only way that change can be affected is if things get really bad. Things have to get ugly for an organization to wake the F up and realize that fans aren't buying in, fans aren't interested, change needs to happen.
He was there for like over 15 years, though.
It's incredible.
I know.
What job security?
I know. Ticket text. We were talking about, we know, or at least I know, it's better for the teams to lose, and I hope they lose, but once the game starts, I have a hard time cheering for the other team. Stoney, it's simple. We can always root for our teams to win. You don't just give a crap if they lose. Okay? That's with me. Stoney, I root hard for the Pistons to lose. Was cheering so hard when they lost at the buzzer the other night. Was pissed when they won in overtime to Orlando.
See, I will say there is a difference, though, between right now specifically between the Pistons and the Wings. Because I will say I find it harder to root against the Wings, even though I know you want hashtag lose for Hughes, just because you do have a young core and you want them to have some success. You want them to get some confidence and improve and, you know, have some game-winning goals, things like that. With the Pistons, and
there's
the fact
no future.
They're doing it wrong, and none of these guys are going to be building blocks. The fact that they're basically slapping us in the face and trying to convince us that they're good and convince us they're a playoff team, I find that so insulting.
But I don't think they do.
I want them to lose.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Do what anymore?
Try to convince us. I mean, they want to win games. I understand that, but they're not.
Well, we're going to find out here. Trade deadline comes up February 7th.
Oh, let me tell you something.
If they make a move, if they trade away that first round pick.
To add something for what? That would be absurd.
Yeah, for nothing, to get blown out in the first round.
Conversely, right. I'll be a little disappointed if the Wings don't do anything either. You have Nyquist, Howard, possibly Glendenny, Mike Green, Trevor Daley. I didn't hear it, but I heard Paul Woods went nuts the other night, basically saying, why would you ever want to trade Mike Green and all this kind of stuff? He just doesn't understand that. Yeah, Mike, they're much better when he plays. That's
of course.
The problem.
And look, Woodsy's a guy who playoffs are always on the mind. And the Red Wings, they're tied for the least amount of points in the NHL right now. But I guarantee when Paul looks at it, and look, no fault of his own, it's fine. That's how he's wired. He's probably looking at it going, well, the Wings are only 8-10 points out of wildcard spot, you know, or something like that. Some people look at it that way.
Ken Holland, thankfully, does not.
Yes, he's gotten it.
I know. Also, I'm to the point where I can enjoy watching the Wings game, root for them, hope they win. But when they lose, I'm not upset.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I agree. I find enjoyment watching the Pistons lose. They're so bad. Drummond is a bum, and I want Gores to fail. Lottery is better than the eighth seed.
See, it's gotten ugly with the Pistons and just the bloated contracts, overpaid guys. There's no one on that team outside of Blake. There's nobody that resonates with anyone here in this city. And Blake even barely is a guy that people are really gravitating towards because the team is so bad.
I know. And it's a shame because he's a great player. If anyone is rooting during the game against the Red Wings for them to do bad or for them to miss a shot, they are not real fans, period. That's from Whitmer. I hate when people try to judge what makes a real fan and what makes a bad fan. No, a lot of people, because they realize the best thing for the franchise would be to get a Jack Hughes or somebody like that. So that's why you do it.
If you're not building towards a championship or you're not a contender to potentially have a shot, outside shot at making a run, a lot of it is meaningless.
Yes.
And you want to just somehow at least get what is best for the organization. Right now, high draft picks. That's it.